anointing. And we have learned a lot in the past 2 days, and there's still a whole lot more. Amen. But today we'll just dial it down a little bit. Amen. But I believe with time, we'll come up with something more along these lines. Amen. Let's take a quick look at Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. God does things by timing, by seasons. Amen. The Bible says that the sons of Issachar understood the times, and they knew what Israel had to do at every point in time, right? It's important that we understand the times that we are in. Because when you understand what period you are in, you will make right decisions. You make the kind of decisions that will be a blessing. Amen. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. Bible says to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose. Amen. When God is about to do something by the counsel of his will, he does it according to times and seasons. Amen. And one of the seasons is called Passover. And the Bible says when Israel came out of Egypt, God spoke to Moses and said, tell the children of Israel that this month is the beginning of months for you. He said, it doesn't matter what has happened in the years gone by. It doesn't happen what has transpired in their lives. He says, I am wiping out every bad history. And now I'm putting you on a new time schedule. He says, this is the beginning of months. Today you are a nation. Amen. And they came out of Egypt. And as we learned in the past few days, in the Passover month, it's a season to break. Hallelujah. It's a season to break loose from limitations. Amen. And we notice that in spite of the fact that they had been in Egypt for so long, in just one day, God brought them out of Egypt. One day they ate the Passover lamb, the next day they were out of Egypt. And we trace their steps to the shores of the Jordan when they went into the land of Gilgal. And when they got there, the Bible says they circumcised themselves, and then the next day they ate the Passover. And the very next day after they took the Passover, the Bible says that the angel of the Lord came to Joshua. And the angel said, I'm going to help you guys. And the battle that would have taken years took just one day. Amen. They walked around this city 7 times. Amen. Within 7 days, that city was crumbled from within. They didn't have to push the wall down. Just by shouting, that wall came down. The breaker anointing comes in the season of the Passover. It is more acute, it's more manifest at that time. The breaker anointing moves in every day, every moment of the year. Amen. But it is more pronounced in this season. Amen. That is why we time some of these things according to season. And we are in the season of the Passover. And that is why Jesus Christ, when he was about to break the biggest bondage that man was going through, the Bible says that surely dying, you will die if you eat of this thing. Amen. And spiritual death means separation from God. It means not being able to hear the voice of God. It means not being able to access the divine person. Amen. And that is why he drove Adam out of that place. So death is spiritual and physical. Amen. But the physical comes after the spiritual reality. Amen. And that is why when Jesus died, he died on the Passover. And he died so that he could deal with death. So when he was hanging on the cross, he said, Eloi, Eloi, sama tabatani. Amen. What does that mean? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? He felt what we call spiritual death. Amen. The Bible says in John 1:18 that Jesus was in the bosom of the Father. He was the only begotten. Amen. The only begotten Son. And yet on that day, the Father moved away from him. Because he was carrying the sins of the whole world on his shoulders. Now there's one thing God doesn't like. It's a taboo for him. Sin is an abomination. Amen. It's something that he doesn't want to deal with. In fact, the Bible says that my hands are not shut that it can't save. Neither are my ears deaf that I can't hear your voice. But your sins have created a huge gap between us so that I can't help you. So sin. But the Bible says that sin brought death in, right? We learned that yesterday, amen? But thanks be to God that God made him who knew no sin to become sin for you and I, so that you and I will become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And this righteousness is represented by the fact that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God as a son of man and as a son of God. So as a son of man, he represents man sitting on the right hand of God. And we learned this morning that we are positioned together with him at that same place. The right hand is a place of favor. It is a place of power. It is a place where if you are there, God can use you to do great things. And you and I are seated together with the Lord Jesus Christ at the right hand of power. Hallelujah. Isn't this wonderful? Amen. So in this Passover season, we are learning that God has released a key ingredient to enable us to break through and break out. Amen. And we learned our main text for this series is Micah 2 verse 13. Good. Hallelujah. Ah, I need to clap for you. Hallelujah. Micah 2 verse 13. Amen. I believe it's up now, is it? Okay, Micah 2 verse 13. The Bible says the breaker, shout the breaker, is gone. It's come up before. And we learned yesterday that the angels go ahead of us. The hornet goes ahead of us. The dread and the fear of God goes ahead of us to bring us to a place of wealth. And the Bible says when the breaker goes up, the breaker means to make a hole. Amen. To make a hole in the wall. We learned that people are, you know, in a siege where they have things, walls around them. Amen. They move to the left, they move to the right, they can't move. Amen. But this anointing, when it hits you, if there's any enclosure that the enemy has established around your life, the anointing gives you the power to break through that opposition. Amen. And the same imagery of the breaker, the word breaker also means to burst out of the womb. Amen. It is that grace that helps you to come out of a confined place. Amen. God, you know, will prepare you through many, many different things. Amen. Hallelujah. But no, let's wait for that. The breaker has come up before them. They have broken up. God breaks through for you, and you also have to make more room, and then you get out. Hallelujah. You know that the baby also comes out on his own, right? Yeah? So the breach is made for the baby. But the baby, you notice the head is big, it's beating on nothing until it opens up. Hallelujah. The midwife just helps. Amen. In fact, if there's no midwife, then the child will come out eventually. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So God works, but we also have to cooperate with him. And that is why the Bible says, David said, God has broken through by my hand. There are some things he wants you to break through with your hand. But then there are some things that God says, you relax, hear me, and then let me go ahead of you. And let me do this battle for you. Amen. God works in both ways. That this way is highly dependent on you doing something. The other time, God says, I got this. This is my battle. I'm going to do this thing for you. May God do that for us tonight. May God move ahead of us today. And they are passed through the gate. That means that gates are there. Amen. Representing anything that stands up against you. But the Bible has told us that the gate of hell shall not prevail against us. So the breaker anointing breaks every gate and gives you an open door. We are gone up by it. And the Bible says the Achaean shall pass before them and the Lord on the head of them. Jesus is the one that goes ahead of us. And we with the kingly anointing are able to do this. One day we'll start talking about the various anointings that every believer has. The priestly anointing, the kingly anointing. But you must understand that you are a king. It is the grace of the king that seriously uses this gift. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I don't want a cook to be holding a gun. Amen. I want a soldier to hold a gun. Do you understand me? Amen. They can both hold hands. They can both hold the gun. But I know that the soldier, I'm safer with him because he knows that. He knows how to handle it better. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's the king that can best use the breaker anointing. I hope you're understanding this. So when we arise into our kingship and understand who we are as kings, God will give us this grace. And we can do great and wonderful things. Amen. Hallelujah. And this grace, the Bible says, the breaker, shout the breaker. The word means to come out of the womb. And before you can come out of the womb, there's what we call travailing. And travailing comes with cries and shouts. That is why in Isaiah 54, we are told that the barren must sing and cry. And as she does so, the Bible says she will break forth on the left and she will break forth on the right. and her seed will possess the desolate places. Amen. And that the nations will be under her. Isn't this wonderful? Now let's go to Isaiah 66 very quickly. Amen. Today we are going to have a wonderful time in the presence of God. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 66, the Bible says in verse 6, the breaker anointing is ignited by the shout. To every gun, there's a trigger, right? Well, the breaker anointing is triggered by the shout. It is triggered by the cry. When Israel shouted, the walls of Jericho came down. Hallelujah. A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that rendereth recompense to his enemies. Before she travailed, you see where the noise is coming from. The noise is because that the city, that all nations, Restoration Fire Church, that all believers, that the saints, that the church in America is crying out. There's a traveling. As the church in America begins to travel in this hour, I'm telling you, the greatest anointings are going to be released in this land. There are powerful days ahead of us. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. Isn't this wonderful? As soon as Zion traveled, right? She brought forth her children. Before she traveled, this is the anointing. Amen. Because labor can take a whole day. Amen. Labor can take a whole day. Are you aware? And some labor can be so quick. Israel had that grace upon their lives. Before the midwives could get to them, boom, the kid was out. It is an anointing. Say, Father, grant me this anointing to birth your promises in my life quickly in the name of Jesus. So whilst others were struggling like the Egyptian woman, the woman of the Jewish women were so lively and so fast. Before the midwives could get to them, boom, the kid was out. It is a breaker anointing. Before the pain could come, groom, the child is out. May God give you this grace. May the struggles of traveling be removed out of your life. May the pain be removed. And may God cause that promise, that dream, to be birthed in Jesus' name. Verse 8. We're going to end with verse 8. Amen. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. There are some things that God has deposited in your life that only you can bring into this world. There are some powerful, wonderful books that can come out only by you. There are some wonderful businesses and enterprises that only you can bring out into this world. There are some giftings and anointings and ministries that only you can bring into this world. Amen. And it will come only when you begin to travel. If you don't know how to cry out in prayer, if you don't know how to shout, nothing happens. Bible says in Hebrews 5 and 7 that Jesus in the days of his flesh offered up prayers and supplications to the Lord with loud cries and tears to he who could hear him. So even Jesus knew this anointing. He understood that to release the miracles for that day, to release the signs and wonders for that day, he had to cry out. The Bible says he was heard because of his obedience. How do you pray? Hallelujah. How do you cry out to God? May God give you the grace, the anointing to pray and to cry until something happens. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. See, I need this breaker anointing. Father, release this breaker anointing upon my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 6. I want you to understand that Jesus Christ is the breaker. Jesus is the breakthrough. Amen. Do you know that Jesus has many different manifestations? At one time, he's a shepherd. At one time, he's a mighty man of war. At another time, he's a morning star. Another time, he's a healer. Another time, he's a king. Another time, he's a lion. Then he's a lamb. Amen. He has many different features. At one time, when he came, he said, my children, have you caught any fish? And they said, it is the Lord. People, even his own people had to discern him. Are you getting this? Two men walking to Emmaus. They had seen Jesus for 3.5 years, but they could not recognize him. Amen. He comes in different shapes and different forms. Hallelujah. And one of his manifestations is as the Lord of the breakthrough. Joshua experienced him as that Lord or the captain of the Lord's army that came and saw him. May God release that person. Gideon saw him as an angel. Amen. He says, what is your name? He says, my name is Secret. And his name shall be called Wonderful. And that word Wonderful means secret. Amen. So various men saw Jesus, but they never really saw him well. May God open your eyes to see the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says, as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Now let's go to Hebrews 6. Verse 20. Hallelujah. You know, for quite some time, I was telling the Lord that I need a sequoia. Until I found another word in the Bible. And I said, Father, put a sequoia aside. I want the forerunner. Hallelujah. I know the sequoia is more powerful than forerunner, but I like names. Names mean a lot to me. Amen. A forerunner, I must have a forerunner before this year runs out. Somewhere, I don't know how, but somewhere, somehow, it will happen. Hallelujah. Because it is a pioneer anointing. A forerunner means somebody who goes ahead. It is somebody who has a pioneering spirit. Somebody who wants to go to a place that is unexplored. Amen. A wild place, uninhabited. A place that nobody has tamed. And this person goes there to break it down and take it. Paul had that grace. He said, I go to a place where nobody goes to. And when I go there, I take that place. Hallelujah. He said, wherever I went, I made the nations obedient by word and by deed. May the Father give that forerunner anointing. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, with that there, thank God there's no Toyota there. It's just forerunner. Hallelujah. How are you getting this word? The Bible says that there's a forerunner who has gone ahead for us. Jesus, whatever he did, understand this. He did this for you and me. He said, go to my brothers and tell them that I'm going to my God and their God. My Father and their Father. God was pleased to allow Jesus to call us his brothers. Isn't this wonderful? He's the captain of our soul. And he has chosen to have us come along with him, to reign and to rule with him. That is why the Bible says we are joint heirs. Hallelujah. Bible says the forerunner is entered for who? For us. The breaker, whatever he's doing, and he's doing it for us. So when he went out, the Bible says that we're exalted or raised up together. When he sat down, we sat down together. He's a forerunner. Even who? Jesus. Jesus is that breaker. He's made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Hey, hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 2, very quickly. Are you in this house? Bible says in verse 9, Hebrews 2 verse 9, but we see Jesus. We see who? Jesus, that breaker. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bible says, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for who? The breaker goes ahead to make the whole for us. God is God all by himself. And the Bible says in Isaiah 59, he looked on the earth and wondered and saw the righteous suffering. He saw that the people who were actually living for him were actually suffering. And he wondered that there was no intercessor. He wondered that there was no one ready to stand in the gap for man. So in his frustration, the Bible says that he caused his own arm to establish righteousness. He established righteousness himself. And the Bible says that righteousness is revealed from heaven. Jesus is a chicken. He is the Lord, our righteousness. He is the righteousness that God made for us. So Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, Jesus is made for us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Isn't this wonderful? Bible says we see Jesus, that he by the grace of God should taste death for. He had to go ahead of you. You couldn't handle death by yourself. That was too much for us. Jesus said, you relax, guys. I'm the big brother. Say, thank you, Jesus. You are my big brother. It's good to have a big brother. When people are bullying you, you need to be able to tell them, hey, I have a big brother. Amen. Some people were bullying one of the sisters in this church. Amen. Going behind her back. amen, to cut her down before the supervisor. And the supervisor one day called all of them because the big brother had gone ahead of her. Hallelujah. And the boss said, all of you sit down. You guys, if you fool around with this woman again, if you want to go, go. Isn't this powerful? May the foreigner go for you. May he fight your battles for you. Hallelujah. The foreigner has died for all of us. He tasted death for you and for me. Hallelujah. He tasted death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, Jesus, and by whom are all things in bringing. Hallelujah. This is so wonderful. I love this verse. He's bringing many sons to glory. He's bringing you as a son to glory. But to do that, he had to die. He had to make a breach upon breach upon breach upon the spirit of death. Hallelujah. Bible says that by the, verse 10. Hallelujah. Bible says, in bringing many sons unto glory to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Hallelujah. The word captain comes from two words. A prince and then to go. It means a prince going ahead of a team or a group of people. A captain is a leader over a group of people, right? And we are, that's why he's called Lord of Lords and King of Kings. So we are lords and we are kings. Amen. How do you call God? God of Gods. God allows you to have part of his nature. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. Amen. We are what we are. Amen. We are made in the image and in the likeness of God. We have to get used to that. Amen. Say, I have the divinity in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in this place. Bible says, to bring many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Jesus went ahead of us. He is the breaker. He is the breakthrough. He has broken through for us. So this blessing we are talking about is for all of us, again, because we are the seed of Abraham. And God pronounced a blessing on the seed of Abraham. He said, Abraham, I'm not going to make a covenant with you. I'm going to make the covenant myself with you. It's a big difference. He said, by myself, I have sworn. I don't need your signature, because if I take your signature tomorrow, you go and lie about your wife. And that will mess up the covenant. So let me handle this whole thing. Let me take both the debit and credit. Let me handle both sides of the equation. He says, by myself. Who is that myself? His word. So he made a covenant with his own word. By myself I have sworn that blessing I will bless you. Multiplying, I will multiply you. How will you? Will he multiply you? Like the stars of the heaven. Like the sun on the seashore. The Bible says that when your seed is multiplied, your seed will possess the gates of the enemy. And in your seed shall all the families, the nations, the countries of the world be blessed. So you have a breaker anointing to break down gates. Is there a gate in your life? You have what you need to break it. Amen. Some of us are looking, God help me. God says, wait a minute, I gave you the tool. Go ahead. Break the gate. I give unto you power. Amen. He says, I'll give you the keys. Whatever you bind is bound. Whatever you loose is loosed. It is in your hands. Say, the keys are in my hands. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to Revelation chapter 3. You need to see every closed door in your life as an open door. Jesus Christ is the breaker who has gone ahead of us. So when Jesus goes ahead of you, he says, I am an open door. Revelation 3 verse 7. Are we all there? Revelation chapter 3 verse 7. We are going somewhere. Tell somebody, but we are going somewhere. Okay, we will get there. We will land soon. Hallelujah. We will land. Hallelujah. He says to the angel of the church of all nations, the Christian Fire Church, in Philadelphia, in Durham, North Carolina, in Chapel Hill, amen, in Carlboro, in Wake County, he says, write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath. I told you this anointing is a kingly anointing. He that has the key of David. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Father says he has the key of David. And the Bible says with this key, he opens. No man can shut. Hallelujah. Is Jesus your breaker? He says that if there's a closed door for you, he has the master key. Amen. Do you know there's a master key? A master key is one of the most powerful instruments that man has ever created. You can have many doors in a place with different size, different kinds, but the janitor is so powerful. Hallelujah. The janitor will come with some keys and just want to. Whenever I go to a hotel, I'm really amazed at how those maids can just pop into the rooms. Just, anybody in here? Anyone in here? Amen. And they just open the door like that. They just come in. Hallelujah. It's a master key. But you to get the key, you have to go downstairs. Amen. And they will do something with the card. And then they'll give it to you. Hallelujah. The next day, you go up, you do the thing, it doesn't work. You have to go downstairs and say, madam, what is going on? I've paid for all this now. What's going on? Maybe you guys haven't had this thing happen before. It is so frustrating. When you have paid for something, you're not having access to it. But in any case, Jesus says, I have that key. Amen. That when I open, no man can shut. There are doors that can open that people can shut. But when Jesus opens that door, when he makes that breach in that wall, nobody can mess it up. He says that these people you see today, you will see them no more forever. Egypt to this day has never been able to conquer Israel again. You will see this enemy no more. That thing you see today, I'm announcing to you, you will see it no more. Again, forever. The Father as a breaker is making a breach upon that situation. As this word is going for, he is softening the ground. Plagues are being released upon that demonic siege. He's breaking down those walls of limitation. You will break forth on the left and you will break forth on the right. May this be your portion tonight. Oh, hallelujah. The breaker is in the house. I release breaker angels to assist you in the battles that you are fighting in life. To make it easy. Before the pain come, may your children come forth. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus is our breaker. He says, if I let's go to verse 8. I know thy works. Hallelujah. God has calculated and made evaluation of where you are in the economy of heaven. He has weighed you to see where you stand, how heavy you are, or how light you are. And this is what he has to say about you. He says, Philadelphia church, I have checked you out. And because of what I have determined, based on what I've seen you doing, I have placed before you an open door. No man can shut it. He says, you guys don't have too much strength. He says, you guys are weak. You know that, right? The things we are facing in life, unless God helps you, forget it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need God. Say, I need God. The Bible says that you have a little strength, but you have kept my word. Those who experience the break anointing need to move by the principles of the word of God. If the word of God has nothing to do in your life, don't expect that break anointing to move powerfully. It may be there, but it can't push. But when you keep the word of God and you don't deny the name of Jesus, that break anointing will prosper in your life. May that break anointing prosper in your life today. May that break anointing be released powerfully upon your life. A man called Jacob was the son of Isaac, who was the son of Abraham. So the blessing of Abraham was working Isaac's life. We see him prospering and continuing to prosper until he became very prosperous. He dug wells where nobody else could dig wells because he had the breaker anointing. It passed on to his son Jacob. Amen. He fought with his brother in the womb. And he actually took everything that his brother had. Amen. And the Bible says his brother got angry with him, so he ran away. And in Genesis 28, the breaker visited him. May the breaker visit you in your dreams. May your dreams become the arena for the breaker anointing to be unleashed in the name of Jesus. Can we go to Genesis 28 very quickly? Hallelujah. Say breaker anointing fall upon me today. Father, grant me a breaker vision. Visit me in my dreams with divine strategies. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. The Bible says, Jacob was dreaming. You all know that story, right? Verse 12, he dreamt, and behold, a ladder set. Amen. Hallelujah. The top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it, right? And behold, the Lord, that breaker was there. Hallelujah. The Lord. Didn't we read in Micah 2 verse 13 that the Lord will be at the head of you? The breaker anointed, the Lord goes ahead of you. You want the Lord to go before you. Because when you get there, the battle is over. Hallelujah. It says the Lord stood on top of that ladder. Amen. And the Bible says, where are we? Verse 13, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, the God of Isaac, the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed. Verse 14, come here, read verse 14. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. Thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the nations or the families of the earth be blessed. Bible says that you will spread abroad. Let's shall spread abroad. Spread abroad. That word spread abroad is the same word used for the breaker. He's saying in essence that you will break through on the left and you will break forth on the right. That means that you will burst out of the womb everywhere you go. The north will be accessible to you. You will break forth on the south, the east, everywhere. In all directions, you will break through. The church is not made to be a single entity, a monument, just at one spot. The church is designed to break. The church has an anointing to break. And that anointing is being released. As a seed of Abraham, and you are a seed of Abraham, there's a grace in you to what? Break. Hallelujah. Nothing should be able to stand against you. You have that anointing to what? To break. Say, Father, cause me to break. Hallelujah. Today is the time to break. Hallelujah. It says you will break through to the west. You will break through to the east. You will break through to the north. You will break through to the south. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your seed shall be as the dust. What is the seed? The word of God. And you are that seed too. That means keep confessing that word. Keep speaking for that word. Let that word multiply in your life. Keep on speaking that word. The longer you speak it, the greater the anointing to break loose. For 2 years, Paul daily preached the word of God with seemingly no results. Few breakthrough anointings, very miraculous here, but one day the breaker hit after the word has saturated that ground. We are going to saturate North Carolina with the word of God. We'll do it as long as we have to. And one day there will be a breaker. Boom! Miracles will be unleashed in this land. Principalities will bow down at the name of Jesus. The airwaves will take it by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do you believe that? Yeah, and then let's shout amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, my seed. Through my seed will the nations of the earth be blessed. That means you are an international person. Yes. You are never programmed to become ethnic or nationalistic or cultural. It's good to have culture. It's part of our life. But God is saying that for you to become what I have programmed you to be more than who you are. I have programmed you to be able to touch every corner of the earth. If you are not international, that means you have not actualized what God has given you. God wants whatever aspect of your life, wherever you are in life, you should be able to bring forth. Even in NBA, do you know that some of these people, they are so powerful in China? When Kobe goes to China, I mean, he'll be swamped. When Tiger was in trouble in America, they were still advertising him. China was like, what is this thing? What is it about men and women? Doesn't matter. We like this guy. So here, the sales were not pushing, but over there, he was pushing. And that kept him afloat until finally he's now level. Amen. You have to be international. IBM was suffering in America a little bit, but their sales were pushing somewhere else. You got to be international. Say, I am international. My seed shall possess the ends of the earth. You have to be international. He says that the power of God will come upon you, and you'll be witnesses unto me, not just in your nation, in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, you don't end, and unto the uttermost. Say, I will go to the uttermost. God will send me to the uttermost. I am designed, I am programmed to be international. I am designed to break through on the north, to break through on the south. I am designed to break through on the north and on the south. In the name of Jesus, through me, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. My seed shall possess the gates of the enemy. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God has programmed you. You are designed to be a blessing in your unique peculiarity. The way you are, with your thick accent or light accent, with the dark color or light color, whatever you are, you have been designed the way you are to be a blessing to everybody else. Hallelujah. That's why there's a China restaurant everywhere you go. You go there, they are Chinese. They have their dragons all over the place. And here people from all the nations go and eat this thing. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They are Chinese, but you are eating their meal. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They have that grace. May you have that grace. Whatever you have to offer, may God